Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It is Monday again, and I don't know about the rest of you, but I got my voter's pamphlet in the mail Friday, and I got my ballot in the mail today. So I would imagine that most everybody's getting their voter's pamphlets and their ballots, and hopefully going through everything with a fine-tooth comb. I'm going to help you with that today. Before I continue on, I want to mention that this is an interactive talk show. That means that you can have your voice heard. Your opinions are just as important as mine. All you got to do is call in. The number here is 541-267-2124. Or if you're outside the immediate calling area, you can even call toll free at 800-507-5569. In Saturday's issue of the Almost Daily Garbage Can Liner, right on the front page at the top was a hit piece on one of the mayoral candidates for Coos Bay, Mark Daly. And the only thing I can say was that was an intentional hit piece with no substance. You know, the headline screamed that Daly must have broken some election rules. But then you read the article and all they do is cite the rules. They never actually said that Daly broke any rules. So all this was a hit piece by the Daily Garbage Can Liner against a political candidate that they don't like. And Daly has refused to talk to them, and I think rightfully so, because Garbage Can Liner is well known for taking people out of context, misquoting, and flat lying about the facts. So I'm not at all surprised that they pulled this crap. I just, you know, it's no wonder nobody reads that crap. I mean, they're going backwards on subscriptions. Nobody wants to read it. And I think it's part and parcel of what's happening nationally. People are realizing that the mainstream media has been lying to them for years. And they still are. Right now, all across the country, there's this big media blitz, anti-Trump, pro-establishment. And in the case of the mainstream nationally, most of it's through omission. The mainstream media is not talking about Hillary's corruption. They're not talking about the fact that she did indeed break a lot of serious laws. And that James Comey, the head of the FBI, is a dirty cop and corrupt. We have a double standard in this country, folks. And the reason we have the double standard is because we have a corrupt media that will not inform the people of what's actually happening out there. And it comes all the way down from the New York Times right down to the Daily Garbage Can Liner right here in Coos County. They wouldn't know the truth if it came up and bit them on the hind end. And they trash candidates just because those candidates don't go along with their corruption. And that's where we're at in politics today. Something else had happened. I got an email last week, and I don't know how many people got it, but the NRA did a mass mailing in Oregon last week showing which candidates they approve based on their stance regarding the Second Amendment. And the mailer that they sent out they gave an A rating to Caddy McEwen. And the reason they did that probably is simply because she did not vote in favor of SB 941, the big scam that the Oregon legislature foisted on the people with an emergency clause so the people had no voice. But Caddy did vote against it, and I think that's why she got the A rating. The thing is, Terry Greer, who is running against Caddy, she got a B rating. Now, the B rating is the highest that the NRA will give to someone who has not served in the legislature or voted in the legislature. So she got the highest rating she could possibly get by being a non-incumbent. And I'll leave that up to you folks to kind of decide which way to go on that. But the reality is, when you look at the climate in Salem, when the Democrats get in a bind and they need the extra votes, they'll go to people like Caddy, and she will roll over in a heartbeat and vote the way that the leadership tells them. And everybody knows that. Anybody that doesn't know that is living in a fantasy world. But that's how it works. So that mailing from the NRA, take that with a grain of salt. Because Caddy will roll over, and I don't think that Terry Greer would do that. I've talked to her extensively on Second Amendment. She's very pro-Second Amendment. In fact, she was even endorsed by my guest in the studio today, Rob Taylor. Rob was the chief petitioner for the Coos County Second Amendment Ordinance, and Rob has endorsed Terry. So kind of keep that in mind when you mark your ballot. Anyway, I'm going to take a short break here. When I come back, I have Rob Taylor in the studio with me, and we are going to discuss the ballot measures, the pros and cons of each measure as we go through it, and then you folks can decide what you want to do. Because I'm not going to tell you how to vote. I'm just going to give you the pros and cons and let you make your own decision. So I'll be back in just a couple minutes. Stay with us.
The new KO2 just landed at your local BF Goodrich dealer. With technology designed to conquer the harshest terrain on Earth, the KO2 is BF Goodrich's toughest all-terrain tire ever. And now that Baja-born toughness is ready for you. Whether you're at work or at play, take on your toughest off-road challenges with confidence. The new BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. Get yours today at Far West Tire Factory on Highway 101 in Coos Bay.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Fall camping season is right around the corner, just in time for Gibbs RV's 2016 closeout sale. Gibbs RV in Coos Bay is overstocked with 2016 models, and we need to make room for the 2017s. Huge selection, sale prices posted in the windows, easy financing, and no additional prep charges. Just real value. See us online at GibbsRV.com. That's GIBSRV.com. Or see us today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay.
Do you suffer from chronic back pain, neck pain, joint pain, or problem sleeping? South Coast Compassion, located in the Bunker Hill area at 93705 Newport Lane across from Able Insurance, may have the solution for you. They offer a full line of medicinal edibles and lotions made from cannabis extracts that have been proven to be effective against pain with no unwanted side effects. South Coast Compassion is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Stop by South Coast Compassion and get rid of that pain.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. And as I mentioned before, I have in the studio with me Rob Taylor. Rob and I are going to go over the various ballot measures. and give you the pros and cons on them so that you can make an informed decision. You had something you wanted to mention, though. I was talking about the NRA endorsement for Caddy McEwen, and you've got some additional information on that.
Yes, as anyone might know, I am helping out Terry on her campaign because I think that Caddy would betray us if she was forced to make a decision on a gun law, a very bad gun law. But what has happened is that when Caddy got the endorsement from the NRA, she also received $500 in endorsement fees. And the next day, Caddy turned around and gave that money to a political action committee called Future PAC House Builders, which is an anti-gun lobbying group for the Democrats in the House. And so they give money to people like Tina Kotek, who is very anti-Second right. Amendment, Floyd Prezansky, and the current governor, Kate Brown. So basically what that means is that if you're an NRA member and you pay dues, that they took some of that dues, they gave that dues to in donations to Caddy McEwen. Caddy McEwen, and she's not the only candidate who's a Democrat who received these dues. They turn around and they give it to their political caucuses and the anti-lobbying group, who then supports the other Democrats who are very anti-gun. So you're basically given to the NRA, who's given to the anti-gun lobby.
Yeah, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No, it doesn't.
Well, and that just shows you right there how the partisan politics have overridden common sense and common courtesy. Common courtesy would tell me, if somebody gave me money for a specific reason, yeah, I would use that money for that reason. That's just, that's ethical and it's courteous. That's the way you do it. But not Democrats. Democrats and some Republicans, let's be
right.
honest here.
Let's be real honest.
Let's be honest. Democrats and some Republicans have no ethics and they have no sense of propriety. And they're going to pursue their agendas no matter what. And it appears that Caddy's one of them. She talks a hell of a story, but when she pulls something like that, you've got to question her honesty and her openness.
And remember, she's the one who sponsored the bill that would allow illegal aliens to get driver's license, which became a measure we voted on.
That's right. That's right. So she's not the lily white candidate that everybody thinks she is. And next week we're going to do candidates. We'll get into it in more detail on some of the things that, have been said and done on the candidates. But today I want to talk about the ballot measures, and we're going to just take them in order right out of the voter's pamphlet here. We'll start with, ballot measure 94, this amends the Oregon Constitution. I'm going to be up front with you, folks. I have serious questions about any measure that's going to change the Constitution. Here's what I'm looking at. All too often, we run up against the law of unintended consequences. Way too frequently, we see something that sounds like a good idea superficially. We get behind it, jump on the bandwagon, get it passed, only to realize at some future date that, hey, we didn't think this thing through. There's several issues that come up that are affiliated with the actual measure that are not part of the original intent. Now, Measure 94, this is one of those things that it's real difficult to anticipate what may happen in the future. What it does, it eliminates a mandatory retirement age for state judges. Now, right now, the mandatory retirement age for a state judge is 75 years old. And what Measure 94 would do would eliminate the requirement that they retire at age 75. It would leave it open-ended, so a sitting judge could literally stay on the bench until he drops dead if he wants to. And, you know, I think this is a problem. It's a solution that's looking for a problem is what it is. Because I don't see any problem. I think at 75, that it's time for them to step aside, let somebody else come in, let's get some new blood. This goes along with what's happening nationally. People are sick to death of the establishment elitists telling all the rest of us that we're just too damn stupid to function without their assistance. And this is a step in that same direction. We're going to let these judges stay on the bench forever, in essence. How is that going to be a positive impact on our society as a whole if we don't give new people a chance to move up in the ranks and take over the positions? And the problem with judges, folks, is it's basically a lifetime position. Yeah, we vote for judges, but realistically, nobody runs against judges. Because the attorneys that would run against a sitting judge, if they lose, they may end up in that judge's courtroom at some future date, and there may be some hard feelings.
And if you ever notice that a lot of judges, they'll retire before the election so that they're appointed because
right.
they want to have the governor appoint someone who's just as liberal as they are.
Yeah, that's part of the scam so that you keep all the power concentrated. And you know, especially in Oregon, where we've got a one-party system, the Republicans may as well not even show up in the legislature. There's no point in them being there. Because the Democrats are running the show as they see fit. They let all the corruption go through. You know, where in the hell were these judges when John Kitzhaber
right.
was misusing his office? Where were these judges when Kitzhaber's main squeeze was using the governor's office for her personal gain and enrichment? Where were these judges when all this corruption was going on? And then they want us to allow them to sit on the bench after age 75? I don't think so.
And so, you know, the other thing is that I always look at these bills and I have to wonder where they originated. And this one here, it looks like committee members were Senator Floyd Prezansky, as you can see. And
right.
Representative Jeff Barker, Kevin Kelly, the Secretary of State's office, Jack Stilwell from the Secretary of State, and Bill Riggs. I know that name. It sounds real familiar, but none of those people sound like people that, especially Prezansky, is well, they don't do anything that's not political.
And, no, and they're all Democrats.
And they're all Democrats. And so when I originally saw that, I immediately questioned because, you have to think, if you have a good judge on there who's going to be turning 75 and he actually supports the Second Amendment, boy, you don't want to get rid of that guy. However, in Oregon, I can understand why you may want not to hold on to these old FDR progressives that have been hanging on forever. So I can completely agree that when this was written into the Constitution, most people died at 75. They probably didn't live that long.
But more than likely,
More than likely, this was a lifelong position, as you said. So at this point, at 75, you should be enjoying your life. You should be out there playing golf. You should be doing something. They get to live on PERS.
Well,
so what's the problem?
Yeah. So, I'm not telling anybody how to vote, but I personally can't see any purpose in this other than to perpetuate a united front for the old boys. That's really all it is to retain more and more of these political people on one side of the political aisle.
Right.
And I think that's what a lot of what this election's coming down to for a lot of the races is people are sick to death of the ruling elites. You know, that's Trump's popularity. That was Bernie Sanders' popularity. The people are fed up, and all through all of this discussion, The ones that are patently ignored by the media are the people.
I think that's what I figured out what Trump and Bernie Sanders is they are the human equivalent of the middle finger. And that's what we're giving the rest of the politic elite.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. And I think that's probably a very good analogy because people are sick to death. You know, we've got we've got so much corruption in Washington, D.C. We've got so much corruption in Salem. And I would venture to say, you know, I haven't turned over any rocks in other states, but I would venture to say if you went state by state nationally, you would find corruption in virtually every state capital. And it's not, you know, it's predominantly one party. I mean, let's be honest, it's predominantly Democrats. But that having said that, there are Republicans out there that are every bit as bad. It's the elitist. It's the ruling elite that have been running this country for years. They've been telling we the people that we're not smart enough to govern ourselves. We can't do it without their enlightened help. And I think, you know, I agree with the vast majority of the people out there. It's time for a change. It's time to get rid of the graft, the corruption, the elitists with their elitist attitude, the us and them attitude between our so-called leaders and the people that own this country. So, you know, my position is I'm not going to vote for anything that continues to benefit the ruling elite.
So I take it that's two no votes for me and you on the ballot title 94, which amends the Constitution to eliminate mandatory retirement age for state judges.
Correct. I'm not telling anybody else how to vote, but I am going to vote no on 94. There, I said it. Okay, the next one. Well, let's take a break here. This is one of those breaks where we give stuff away. I know people hate getting freebies.
Oh, get ready, folks. This is a good one, too.
Yeah. This is from McDonald's, your locally owned McDonald's. You know, everybody thinks of McDonald's as this big monolithic company, and they're not. McDonald's is a franchise organization. The restaurants here in Coos Bay, North Bend, and Reedsport are owned by one person. He lives here locally. In fact, he's one of my shooting partners. But I have some freebies from our locally owned McDonald's, and I'm going to give these away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. Now, I've got a whole bunch of them. Number one, I've got a sheet of coupons, you know, buy one, get one free, that type of thing. Plus, I have some cards for just lap freebies. One's a free breakfast, lunch, or dinner extra value meal. One's for a free medium McCafe espresso. One free lunch or dinner sandwich. One free dessert of your choice. And I'm going to give all this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. Dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124, and win all these freebies from your locally owned McDonald's. And I'll be right back.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. How do you save money on brake work? Not by skimping, say the experts, who claim a bargain brake job seldom is a bargain. Instead, they say invest in the best brake service available, drive sensibly, and of course, practice preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance includes a periodic inspection of brake components to stay ahead of excessive wear of your brake rotors and drums. If you have squeaky brakes, they may be getting worn out and need to be replaced.
Make it a point now to have your brakes checked by Tom's Bulldog Automotive. They'll make sure your brakes are working properly and your car is in tip-top shape for the winter. Call them at Tom's Bulldog Automotive today at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-732-1515 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-732-1515. That's 800-732-1515. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
How long were you a slave?
5 years.
What is your name?
Benna.
On August 19th, my family was betrayed by my own brother.
On the road to revenge,
I won't let him go unpunished.
One man was shown the path.
There is a way.
Defeat your brother in the arena and free us all.
To redemption.
People would follow you. I would follow you.
You should have killed me.
I will.
Go! Go! We are in blood now, brother!
Ben-Hur. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters, Real D3D and IMAX 3D, August 19th.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes... well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to GEICO.com. GEICO.com.
Have you heard about the new home storage IRA from Capital Gold Group? It offers all the normal benefits of a traditional IRA, but the big advantage is that you get to keep your gold in your possession. That's right. Store your gold and silver IRA at home. Call now for your free gold IRA brochure and learn how to claim a gold storage free safe. Call now. 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD.
FN handguns bear the DNA of legends. Of John Browning, the father of modern firearms. Of the artisans and craftsmen who brought his genius to life. Of the brave souls who defended our freedom on the front lines for the last 100 years, and the brave souls who defend it on the home front today. FN Handguns, the DNA of legends in the palm of your hand. Ask for FN, the world's most battle-proven firearms.
Did you know that McDonald's Chicken McNuggets are made from 100% white meat with no artificial preservatives, no artificial flavors, and no artificial colors? No, never tasted so good. And now you can satisfy your taste buds with a small McCafe drink for only $2. Choose a rich French vanilla latte or a cool creamy caramel frappe. You'll find a variety of drinks to sweeten your day. Only at your locally owned McDonald's in Coos Bay, North Bend, and Reedsport. Now that's a deal you can enjoy.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I have Rob Taylor in the studio with me. We're discussing the various ballot measures. I want to move on to ballot measure 95. This, again, it's a constitutional amendment, and I'm very skeptical of constitutional amendments to begin with. This would allow investments in equities by public universities to reduce financial risk and increase investments to benefit students. Gee, how often have we heard, oh, we just need more money, it's for the children.
And then we're going to allow them to invest our public money to reduce financial risk? How has that worked for us so far?
Well, it appears to me that education in this state never seems to have enough money, but they've always got excuses on why we've got the third highest dropout rate in the country. And they've always got excuses on why they're turning out students that are functional illiterates, but they're always wanting more and more money. And this is just another scam on the part of the education system in this state to come up with more money so that they can spend it on, well, they're spending it predominantly on teacher salaries and PERS.
You know what? And then that question is, if they do make money off of that, is that discretionary funding? I didn't get it too deep into the bill. I don't think.
No, I read the bill, and the money stays with the institution. Let's say OSU.
Okay.
You know, if their earnings are greater than what they spend, in theory, that money stays with them. But let me ask you this. Can you name any time on any issue where the government agreed that they had more money than they needed?
Not a one.
No. And this is just another one. It's another way to suck up basically the educational establishment in this state, which basically, in my opinion, the job they do positively sucks.
Yeah, this is like rewarding somebody. This would be like giving money to an investor who has gone through bankruptcy several times.
Yeah.
It would be absolutely ludicrous to think that these public
unions are going to do it. Why do you support a program that doesn't work?
Right.
And, you know, the education system in this state, by any standard of measurement, is an abject failure. And they want more and more and more money. It never seems to make it down to the students. It always seems to get sidetracked in salaries and PERS and other things. We do have a caller. We have John from Coos Bay. John, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hey. First of all, I want to thank the person who went down to the Republican Party office over there on 101.
Uh-huh.
And he went up there, and I believe he donated, was it $95 to replace signs?
Okay.
Trump signs that were stolen out of the yard.
Okay.
And that's wonderful that he did that.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is kind of, okay, this is the message I want to put out. I just had a very good buddy of mine just down the road had a sign stolen out of his yard.
Right. Unfortunately,
what a
horrible, that happened.
Horrible thing to do. I don't know if people understand or they realize what you're doing by taking somebody's sign out of the yard. That's infringement on our First Amendment rights.
You're absolutely right. It's also a violation of state and federal law.
Yeah, there's election laws that cover that, and they can actually be fined considerably for stealing a political sign. But the thing is that a lot of these people who support leftist and socialist politicians, they have no respect for property rights because they don't believe in property rights. So that sign is just as much theirs as it is yours, and that's how they see things. Unfortunately, that's how they see it when they take your money and taxes. So
exactly.
That's the people you're dealing with. And I know this because I was the guy who put up the big old Trump sign across from 7-Eleven on 101, and they tore that sign down four different times, and we let it stay for a little while so we could show people the type of people that we're dealing with, and exactly. I went and replaced it, and as soon as I replaced it, some homeless guy came up and actually threatened that he was going to tear it down by midnight. So that's the type of people we're dealing with.
Well, okay, so the reason why I called, I want to put this message out because... Now, I'm not sure how many leftists listen to this show. Probably not very many, I would imagine. But to the very few that do, you need to listen to this, guys. Okay, to all you demo nut, libtard idiots out there, here's the deal. Okay, I'm not going to say where I live just for security reasons. But
right. If
I ever catch anybody coming into my yard and stealing my sign, if I ever catch them, I'm going to hit them so hard in the nose, I'm going to put that nose in a permanent orbit around their head. I and a lot of other people presently and in the past have went to war, put our lives on the line, and have lost very dear friends to preserve that First Amendment right. And I take this extremely, extremely personal.
Well, I can't disagree
alone.
With you. I'm of the opinion if somebody steals a political sign from my yard, if I get my hands on them, I will do the same thing to their body they do to that sign. And I don't make any bones about it. You want to crumple the sign up? You want to stomp on the sign? Fine. Come into my yard and that's what's going to happen to you.
Right. You know, I don't like having to get that threatening, but there, you know, you have to get to a point where you have to say, enough is enough. They're willing to go over there and break the law for their twisted reasons. And, you know, I may go to jail for this, but I promise you, they will go to the hospital.
Well, again, we're on the same page. And my philosophy is I'm going to be out of jail a long time before they're out of the hospital, if it comes down to that.
Right.
I don't make any bones about it. You do that to me, you do that on my property, I will screw you up. I will screw you up worse than your worst nightmare. You may spend the rest of your short life in traction.
and to go a little bit farther than that,
if I catch
anybody taking damaging the sign, I will take pictures of them, their license plate, and I will hot foot it right down to the authorities, and I will turn them in.
And
if I have to go over there and follow them to their house, I will do that.
Well, I will make a citizen's arrest and use whatever force is necessary to ensure that it sticks.
Right.
If that includes breaking their legs so they can't run away, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with it.
But I'm
sick to death.
I can to preserve that.
Well, I'm sick to death.
That First Amendment.
I'm glad you called on this subject, John, because I'm sick of the double standard out there. You know, we've got a candidate for president that's a criminal that should have been in jail years ago, and only retards and complete idiots would even vote for that woman.
Exactly.
And they want to inflict her socialism and her corruption on the rest of the country, and they don't even have the courtesy to allow political yard signs for somebody that may have some common sense and that isn't going to be a crook, or we hope won't be a crook. You know, in Trump's case, we don't know.
Well, you know, but, we don't know if Trump's going to be a crook, but we definitely know
that Hillary is a crook. There's no doubt about it. The woman should have been in jail. And Trump was right. She is a thoroughly disgusting, nasty person. And, you know, anybody that pays any attention knows all of this. The lamestream media tries to cover it up. But all this is out there for anybody that wants it. All you got to do is get online or listen to talk radio, and you're going to find out some truth for a change, rather than a drivel that's being spread by the lamestream media.
Well, see, and that's the thing. It's about denial. This whole election has gotten so emotional.
Oh yeah. Well,
you get some of these leftists that will just absolutely refuse to look at any of the evidence that's put out there.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's stunning. It is simply stunning.
Well, here's the thing, John. Here's the thing. The media has made this they've turned this whole election at all levels away from issues that are important to Americans, and they've gone with social issues. You know, I don't care if Trump used some locker room talk in private. What does that have to do with anything?
You're a guy just like I am. You know, I mean, you're
yeah.
Never, you know,
I don't know of anybody.
I mean, I said some things that would probably be appall women. I'll tell you what, go into a bar one of these times on a woman's night out and listen to some
out
of their mouth.
Some of those women, they talk. They could make a trucker blush. So you ladies don't act so innocent.
Well, and this is not an issue. What we're doing, we're hiring people to represent our interests in government.
Right,
and
exactly.
I don't really give a rat's behind about who they've been fooling around with. I don't care about their moral turpitude as long as they're predominantly honest and don't lie to the people.
What they do in their personal life.
Remember back when Bill Clinton got caught screwing around with Monica Lewinsky, and the media and the libs, oh, well, that's his personal life. That has nothing to do with anything. Now move forward 15 years to 2016 to that troll Hillary running for election. And, you know, technically, according to the law, she cannot legally run for election.
You know, they should have Donald Trump.
She's broken the law. She cannot legally run for election.
Right.
But we're ignoring all of that.
But, you know, our top law enforcement official in the nation and our top director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah, Comey. Yeah.
You have.
He's a dirty cop.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You have to call them for what they are. They're dirty cops.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and so, this whole administration has obfuscated facts. They've buried facts. They've hidden things from the people. You know, I thought I was going to gag. Old Bummer came out over the weekend and said that, well, in my administration, we've had no major scandals. Give me a break. His whole administration's a scam and a scandal.
Benghazi, Fast and Furious. I mean, we can go down the list here.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You know, and then our I was on Facebook, and our unelected state governor was endorsing. And I literally thought, you know, I probably better turn my monitor off before it just catches on fire. I was looking at all the comments, and I did not see one for a long time down there. Anything that was supporting what she was saying, it was all, you know, figures that you would go over there and endorse somebody like this. You know, you're just about as bad as he is, and on and on and on and on. I was like, I better turn this monitor off before it catches on fire. My goodness, people are not very happy with this woman in that post.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, I appreciate the call, John, but I've got to take a break here. We got to pay the bills.
Okie dokie.
Okay, well, I thank you for listening. I thank you for the call. And we are going to take a break. We're going to give away another meal. This is from Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. They're located at the foot of Newmark on Highway 101. They're open 7 days a week from 11 in the morning to 9:30 at night. And they deliver. You can call them up. They'll deliver really good Chinese food right to your house. Heck of a deal. But as a show of thanks to my listeners, I'm working with Lucky Star, and we're going to give away a house special dinner. This includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, spring roll, pork fried rice, and pork chow mein. It's a huge meal. It's a lot of food. You're not going to eat it all at once. You're going to take some of it home. And I'm going to give this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the number right now for a house special dinner at the Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. And I'll be right back.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable than ever before. Qualified technicians keep them operating at peak efficiency. Bayshore Auto Repair, North Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay, have all the proper equipment and training to service and repair today's high-tech vehicles. Bayshore Auto Repair believes that care of their customers is just as important as the care they give your vehicle. Call 269-2700 for an appointment to keep your car, truck, or RV in top running condition. Bayshore Auto Repair. Top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
Need extra money fast? We're Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend. Pays cash for firearms, gold and silver coins and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. In fact, they loan money on anything of value. World Pawn Exchange also buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. Need a camera, tools, musical instrument, or are you looking for video games or DVDs? You'll find all this and more at World Pawn Exchange. Stop by 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, or give them a call at 756-2789. They may have just what you're looking for.
Looking for a vehicle but not sure what to get or where to go for the best deal? Then allow Jim Vick Auto Sales to assist you. Choose from economy cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. And just in case you're looking for that sports car you've always wanted, you might just find that too. Plus, when Jim says,
"If I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business."
Jim means just that, helping you save money and making sure you're satisfied with the vehicle you choose. Jim Vic Auto Sales, on the corner of Virginia and Broadway, and online at jimvicautosales.com.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You're quick calling now. We've got a winner on the free meal at Lucky Star. We'll do it again next week. And next hour, we're going to give away a meal too. So hang in there. You get another chance. I want to move on to Measure 96. Again, it's a constitutional amendment. Even though I think this is probably for a good cause, I still have a problem with constitutional amendments. What this would do, it would dedicate 1.5% of state lottery net proceeds to funding support services for Oregon veterans. Now, being a veteran myself, I guess I do have a dog in the fight. Maybe I'm maybe I lean a little bit towards that more than I otherwise would, but you know, our veterans need help. We know that the VA is corrupt. That's been coming out. Veterans are dying. They're not getting the treatment and the services they need. And it's due to corruption within the system. I don't know that Oregon can do anything about VA per se. But if we as Oregonians can do something to assist our veterans, you know, get them the treatment they need, get them housing, get them to work, teach them some job skills, whatever's necessary, I think that would be a good thing. You know, these are people that have, they've gone and they've served the country. They wrote a blank check. When they signed up, they wrote a blank check. That blank check says that it could cost them everything up to and including their lives. And they did it anyway. They defended our country. And we as a people, I think, have an obligation to take care of those folks when they're in need. Now, as I said, I've got a dog in the fight peripherally. I don't need anything from VA, so I'm not too concerned personally. But I look at other veterans out there that have pretty serious needs, and they need the help. They've already paid their dues. And I think this is the least we can do to help them out.
I think I'm going to be probably in disagreement on this one with you. Not that I don't agree with absolutely everything you said, but here's my problem with this.
Okay.
Is that all veterans deserve what you just said. They gave up everything, or they signed on a line.
Potentially, yeah.
Potentially could give up everything. And I think that we've really let down veterans with the VA administration. And so in my world, if I was king, I would have what I would call the American Veteran Card. And this card would allow you to go to any medical facility, mental facility, to treat for any mental illness or physical ailments. Anytime, anywhere, you can take that card and get the treatment you need it, and nobody could deny you. That's the way I would run with anyone who's ever served with this country.
Actually, the Congress has been trying to do that, and guess who's standing in the way? There's actually a bill that was introduced in the Senate.
Oh, you mean I wasn't the first one to come up with this?
No.
Oh, damn.
No, you're sorry. Nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun, okay.
But there was a bill introduced, and it's Democrats that are blocking it. Guys, go figure.
Go figure. The one thing that, and you know what it is, it's because they want to lead the Veterans Administration so that they can keep sucking off of it financially.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's exactly what they do. It gives them power, and it gives them money. But this is also why I'm completely against states having lotteries. I don't like states being in the lottery business. I don't like them for sponsoring Vice. Not that I'm against Vice. I've lived most of my life in Vice. But I think that the free market should do it, and the state should tax it. And that way they're more of a free arbiter. So once again, this amends the Constitution. On principle, I'd like to see more money go to veterans, but I'd like to see that card more than the state getting involved, because I think this is a federal issue.
Well, I can't disagree with that at all. I don't know if the feds are going to do anything. If Donald Trump wins election, they probably will.
Right.
If Hillary wins, probably not. But, You know, it's a, I guess the only reason I like it's a step that we can take here locally within the state that's independent of the feds, because we don't know what the feds are going to do. And right. Realistically, each individual has a whole lot more influence at state level than we do at national level. So there's that. Next one is the biggie, Measure 97. And,
oh, we both support that, right?
Oh,
I just want to give up money.
I can hardly wait to spend more money on everything I use. You know, this is going to take some discussion, and we're sneaking up on the top of the hour here real fast. But basically, according to the voters pamphlet, it increases a corporate minimum tax when sales exceed $25 million. They say it funds education. They say it funds health care. They say it funds senior services. And that's all a big lie, and I'll tell you why when we come back. So we're at the top of the hour. We're going to hear from some sponsors. We're going to hear from the lamestream media. And then I'll be back to give you some factual information. So please stay with us.
Should be heard 6:30 and 101.1 FM KWRO Coquille live on KWRO.
Back, it's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I have in the studio with me Rob Taylor. We're discussing the ballot measures for the November 8th ballot, and if you have some input, if you have an opinion or some thoughts on the subject, give us a call. 541-267-2124. We'd love to hear from you. I want to get to ballot measure 97. This is the big one. This is the one that has the potential to bring Oregon to its knees. Now, I'm like everybody else. I watch TV. I listen to radio. I read newspapers. There's been an awful lot of money spent on both supporting and opposing Measure 97. And on both sides, there's been information that's, shall we say, less than truthful. Okay? So I'm going to give you the facts. Measure 97 originated with public employee unions. They're the ones that went out. They circulated the petitions. They got the signature. They got it on the ballot. The purpose of Measure 97, forget all of the crap that they put out there because it's all lies. The real purpose of Measure 97 is to bail out Oregon's PERS system that the Democrat-controlled legislature keeps kicking down the road. They refuse to deal with it because they don't want to offend the public employee unions because they get a lot of money from the public employee unions. So the politicians aren't going to deal with it, especially Democrat politicians that are supported by public employee unions. So this is the answer. It gets the politicians off the hook, and it gives them the money to bail out PERS if we, the people, are stupid enough to pass it. But the bottom line is, in all of their advertising and in all of their promotion, they're saying, oh, it'll go for education. It'll go towards health care. It'll go towards infrastructure. It'll go towards this. It'll go towards that. And that's all a big, fat lie. It's really that simple. It is a lie. The money goes into the general fund. That means that the politicians can spend that money any way they want to. And with public employee unions backing this, you can damn sure bet you the very little, if any, of that money is ever going to find its way to the schools or to infrastructure or to healthcare or anything else. The public employee unions are going to demand that the politicians that they bought, their lapdogs, they're going to demand that they bail out PERS with that money. So all this stuff you've heard about reinforcing healthcare, reinforcing education, reinforcing infrastructure, it's flat lies. It is just a big lie. It's a scam that they're trying to perpetrate against the people of Oregon. Now, they say, well, it's 2.5%. They say, well, it'll only affect 1% of Oregon businesses. That's another lie. It will affect any business who buys product or services from a business. Let me use an analogy to bring this into perspective. Let's say that you own a small business. You sell widgets, okay? You're a retailer. You retail widgets. But the company that manufactures those widgets grosses over $25 million a year, so there's 2.5% tax on each of those widgets. Well, the manufacturer pays that tax, and then he sells the widgets to a jobber. And the jobber's a big company. They don't just sell widgets. They market all sorts of stuff. And they make over $25 million a year. So that widget picks up another 2.5% in tax when the jobber sells it to the wholesaler. Now, the wholesaler, more than likely, any wholesaler worth their salt in this state or anywhere else that doesn't do at least $25 million a year probably isn't going to be in business very long. So they sell it to the wholesaler, and the wholesaler, since they do over $25 million a year, they have to pay the 2.5 points. So now we've just added 7.5% to the cost of that widget by the time the retailer buys it. So when the retailer sells that widget to you, the small mom and pop company, you are paying not only the original cost for the widget, but you're paying an extra 7.5% because of the taxation along the way. That's how this thing really works. So it, in essence, it will affect almost every business in the state, because virtually every business buys their products or services from larger companies who more than likely are going to hit that $25 million threshold. So we've got two major lies right there. The lie number one, that it's only going to affect 1% of Oregon businesses. That is a major lie. And lie number two, that this money will be used for education and healthcare and infrastructure. Two major lies right there. So, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to vote, but anybody that votes for 97 is either grossly misinformed or doesn't understand economics 101. It's really, that's what it comes down to, whether you like it or not.
And I think my analogy was, this is basically a kiss and a promise to take care of a kiss and a promise that they made to the union. So what they're telling us is that we're going to reinvest this money into infrastructure, schools, and other higher education, and our health care, which, as far as I'm concerned, I thought we were already getting free health care from Obama, so I'm not sure why we need to cover that.
Yeah, after we pissed away $300 million.
Right.
Through Kitzhaber's corruption.
Which should, that in itself should explain why we're completely opposed to this. But like you said, any person who has a small business, the average profit margin is anywhere to 3-7%. And then you add another 2.5% tax on it, you can see that any business is going to have to pass that cost onto the customer just to be able to remain to be a viable business. So if you want to continue to support small businesses that make up probably about, I think, 60% or 70%
of the employment
of this country, they're the ones you're going to hurt. So basically, you're hurting that young man who wants to be a grocery store clerk or a barista in a coffee shop? You know, you're hurting those young families who are just starting out. Those are the ones you're hurting most. You're hurting the old guy and the old lady who's living on a fixed income, who's now going to have to find ways to make up the difference for these extra costs that are going to be passed on to them. And I think the average was about $600 a year.
About $600 a year. And here's the thing. Because of distribution structure on most products and services that all of us use every day, because of that, at each step of the way that product moves through a company, where that 2.5% has got to be added on, remember, that's compound interest. The manufacturer pays 2.5% on his selling cost to the jobber. However, the jobber is going to be charged 2.5% on the original cost plus 2.5%. So it's a compound interest thing, and it just snowballs. That 7% actually turns into about 8.5%.
And then when you're purchasing gas, where the tax is based on percentage of the total amount, if you increase the amount, they get more of the percentage. So you're actually giving more of the money that you're putting into your tank to the government again. So it's
exactly. And well, it isn't just gas. It's going to be on food. It's going to be on your phone bill, because your phone companies do more than $25 million. Yep. Your grocery stores chains do more than $25 million. Your medical care is going to go up, because hospitals and clinics generally do more than $25 million a year. Virtually everything you do is gonna bear this tax.
It's a trickle tax down.
Trickle tax down. But yeah, and the only ones that's gonna win out of this are the public employee unions, maybe. You know, we already know we can't trust the crooks in Salem. They will say or do anything to get more money, but then once they've got it in hand, they go ahead and spend it any way they please, whether the people want it or not. And that's happened over and over and over. There's no reason to believe it won't happen again. But 97 is basically, it came into being because the Democrat-controlled legislature in this state refused to address the issue head-on like they're being paid to do. That's their job, but they don't want to do it. So the public employee unions came up with 97, which is the biggest piece of crap that's ever been tried to inflict on the people of Oregon. And they want you to vote for this travesty. Hopefully, nobody out there is that stupid. Because any way you look at this, this thing's a turkey. It's going to cost everybody money. It's not going to do what they say it's going to do. It's nothing more than kissing the butts of the public employee unions that use their money to buy Democrat lawmakers. That's
favor.
All it is.
Right.
Pure and simple. The corruption never ceases. You know, we the taxpayers pay the wages of these public employees. And then the unions hit them up for the union dues, which is money that we paid. Those union dues are your money, folks. And then they use that money. They go out and they buy politicians with it, so that the politicians get off scot-free for not doing their job. Maybe it's time for some accountability. Maybe we should tell them no, not only no, but hell no on 97. And maybe the legislature should start doing their job for a change, rather than kissing the butts of the public employee unions that buy them the elections. Because that's what it is, folks. It's vote buying with your money. That's all it is. And 97 is a scam. It's going to cost every single Oregonian money. And in many cases, it's going to hurt the people on the low end of the income scale a lot harder than it's going to hurt the people on a high end. You know, excuse me. If you got a family income of $80,000 or $90,000 a year, that $600 a year, it probably isn't going to hurt
you. That ain't going to hurt you any, right?
But if you're a retiree, or if you're a young person just starting out in a low wage job and you're fighting to make ends meet so that you can try to get ahead, 97 is going to be devastating. It could be the difference between making it and not making it. It could be the difference between being able to make that rent payment or make that car payment or buy food or buy insurance or whatever. $600, that's $50 a month.
And you know, I sat at the county meetings, I sit at the city meeting, and they're always talking about these programs where they're paying for low income electric bills,
right,
and utility bills. Those are the people who are you're going to put more people in need for those services that are coming from the local cities and the counties. And that is also going to cost us on a local level.
Well, and it's going to be a double whammy, because all of those assistance programs, all that money comes out of the taxpayer pocket.
Right.
And we're going to be spending more because of this tax, because the taxpayers are the ones that are going to foot the bill for the additional 2.5% on all the freebies we're giving away. So any way you cut it, this thing's a turkey. It's going to cost everybody money. And the only ones that would benefit would be the public employee unions, assuming that the criminals in Salem stay bought. And all you got to do is look at who is supporting this, and you know the answer. Arnie Roblin supporting it. You know, the same lying piece of garbage that said he was pro-Second Amendment that voted for SB 941? That Arnie Roblin, that lying piece of garbage.
The one who's supported by all those unions?
Yes. Yes. He's supposedly the education senator, because he's been in education all of his life. Well, he's done a great job, because the system that he's supporting has the third worst graduation rate in the country. We spend over 10 grand a year per student, and we still can't teach them to read and write.
That puts us, that 10 grand puts us about number 26 out of all 50 states. So we're right in the middle of what we spend, but yet we're dead last for vocational education, for graduation rates, all of those. We're dead last for math skills, literacy, all of it. We're dead last. Well, so what's the justification?
So maybe we should ask Arnie Roblin, well, what have you really done for us other than piss away money? Because that's basically all he's done. And then, of course, you've got our unelected appointed governor supporting it. We've got former Governor Ted Kulongoski supporting it. You know, it's all Democrats. You go down the list of everybody supporting it, it's all Democrats. They want more of your money. Anyway, I'm running way over. I got to take a break here. If you'd like to join the conversation, give me a call, 541-267-2124. We'll be right back.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
The new KO2 just landed at your local BF Goodrich dealer. With technology designed to conquer the harshest terrain on Earth, the KO2 is BF Goodrich's toughest all-terrain tire ever. And now that Baja-born toughness is ready for you. Whether you're at work or at play, take on your toughest off-road challenges with confidence. The new BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. Get yours today at Far West Tire Factory on Highway 101 in Coos Bay.
Fall camping season is right around the corner, just in time for Gibbs RV's 2016 closeout sale. Gibbs RV in Coos Bay is overstocked with 2016 models, and we need to make room for the 2017s. Huge selection, sale prices posted in the windows, easy financing, and no additional prep charges. Just real value. See us online at GibbsRV.com. That's GIBSRV.com. Or see us today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay.
Do you suffer from chronic back pain, neck pain, joint pain, or problem sleeping? South Coast Compassion, located in the Bunker Hill area at 93705 Newport Lane across from Able Insurance, may have the solution for you. They offer a full line of medicinal edibles and lotions made from cannabis extracts that have been proven to be effective against pain with no unwanted side effects. South Coast Compassion is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Stop by South Coast Compassion and get rid of that pain.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I have Rob Taylor in the studio with me. We're discussing ballot measures, and 97's a turkey, any way you cut it.
Any way you cut it.
It's a loser for the people. It's basically an effort by the public employee unions to circumvent the fact that the politicians that they have bought have not done their jobs. And, you know, like I said, I can't believe anybody, once they understood what this turkey really is, I can't believe anybody.
You know what makes you mad?
Vote for it.
If you look on page 69 of the voters pamphlet, they give you a list of the businesses who were opposed to Measure 97.
Right.
And like, they're supposed to be tax shaming them, you know, into submission.
Oh, of course.
And all I can think is, I look at these companies and I think of all the wonderful, great products that they provide for every single one of us. Yet I haven't can't think of a thing that government has given me except a tax bill. So,
yeah. You know, all of these companies, all these products, like you say, they're going to go up in price. It's, you know, they're going to charge you more so that these companies can pay this ridiculous tax. And whoever heard of a tax on gross sales? That in and
right.
of itself
so that means
is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of.
So what if the company doesn't make a profit? You're still going to be taking from them. You still got to pay the tax. So they're going to even have to go further into debt, which is going to cost society overall, because eventually that leads to bankruptcies. It leads to all kinds of, like you said, unintended consequences.
And inabilities of consumers to get the products they want.
There you go.
Because,
less choice.
You know, we talk all the time about buying local. You know, keep the money in our community, let it recirculate in our community. Well, how are we going to do that if we drive more small businesses out of business? Because that's exactly what this is going to do. These economists that the proponents have brought on, I don't know where they got their diplomas, but they're economic idiots. Because anybody that gets up and says, well, these companies, they won't pass that on to the consumers. They'll absorb it. How are you, if you've got a business, let's say a grocery store, grocery stores operate on about a 4 or 5% margin.
Right, right.
How are they going to absorb that and still remain a viable company that's open for business? They can't do it.
And remember, we just increased the minimum wage. So these businesses are reeling already from increase.
Well, we increased the minimum wage. Arnie Roblin, so proud of himself on the family sick leave thing, that cost business as well.
Well, see, he couldn't educate kids, you know, so he had to give them money.
Yeah, but somewhere along the line, we've got to understand that you cannot run a government on the back of business and expect those businesses to be able to stay viable and provide jobs, provide taxes, provide income to people, all the things that a business does that nobody seems to think about. We've allowed we've allowed the liberals, the Democrats, to convince us that the word profit is somehow inherently an evil word. Without profit, nothing happens. The only thing that can run and continue without profit is government. And the only reason they can do it is because they have the legal ability to come in and shake you down for as much as they want, because that's what it is, a shakedown. They can shake you down for as much money as they want. They don't have to run efficiently. They don't have to make a profit. They don't have stockholders to answer to. They can rip you off as much as they want with impunity, and you just pay and pay and pay. And if you don't think you're paying enough for everything, then fine, vote for 97. If you've got more money than you really need and you want to give it to government, fine, vote for 97. If you hate your neighbors and hate people that get up in the morning and go out and work for a living and get their paycheck and pay their bills and support their family and pay their taxes, if you hate those kind of people, vote for 97.
'Cause that sounds about right.
Well, what have I said that isn't true?
Yeah, I mean, you're just going to, like you said, you're going to hurt your neighbor. And you may have the money to give up. And if I hear another person say, but it's just a small amount. Yeah, it was a small amount 100 taxes ago. But now that we're to the point where we're giving up almost half our salaries, we're working till May for the government, it's time to stop. We hit the point where it's time to cut spending, not increase taxes.
Well, and there's another aspect of this that nobody's talking about. This is not a constitutional amendment. This is nothing more than another law, which means that the legislature can come back at any time and change it without any input from the people. Now, I'm going to use California as an example. I remember, it's been years and years ago, when California initially introduced their sales tax, it was originally 3%. Mm-hmm. And people thought, well, 3%, you know, I can live with 3% if it benefits this, this, and this. But look what's happened over the years. It was not a constitutional amendment. It was just a statute. And what's California paying now, 6, 7%?
I thought it was higher than that. I thought it was like 8 or 9%.
Maybe it is. It's way up there because the legislature kept bumping it up. And with the track record of this bunch of crooks we've got in Salem, does anybody really believe that this would stay at 2.5% for any length of time? You know, once you let the camel get his nose under the tent, we're screwed, folks. Have you ever seen a tax eliminated?
Or reduced.
Or reduced? Never happened. You know, actually, there's quite a few taxes on the books that were originally passed with an expiration date, and then the crooks in the legislature came along, and just before they were to expire, they eliminated the expiration dates. So what we have is taxes on top of taxes on top of taxes on top of taxes. And this is just another one. It's just another in a long litany of a legislature that refuses to do their job properly and spend the people's money wisely, wanting more and more of our money to fix the screw-ups that they refuse to fix. Because that's what it is. They have refused to do what their job requires, and that's to part of that is to manage the PERS situation, and they haven't done it. So this is a bailout for the public employees and the corrupt Democrats in the legislature. Don't give them a bailout, folks. They don't deserve it. And why should you pay for them not doing their job? Because that's what it comes down to. We're going to take another break here. Again, if you'd like to join the conversation, give me a call. 541-267-2124. We'll be right back.
extra money fast? We're Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend. Pays cash for firearms, gold and silver coins and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. In fact, they loan money on anything of value. World Pawn Exchange also buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. Need a camera, tools, musical instrument, or are you looking for video games or DVDs? You'll find all this and more at World Pawn Exchange. Stop by 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, or give them a call at 756-2789. They may have just what you're looking for.
At SelectQuote, we know life insurance through work is a great perk, but do you even know how much your employer provides? Usually it's a year's salary, maybe two if you're lucky. So if you die, your family is taken care of for a couple years. Then what? How will they pay the mortgage? Send the kids to college? It's simple. If you have a family, you need more life insurance than you're getting at work. Experts recommend 7 to 10 times your annual income. SelectQuote can help you find just that, and it's more affordable than you think. SelectQuote can find a 35-year-old man in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for under $19 a month. Life insurance through work is not enough. Let SelectQuote help you cover the gap. Call 1-800-738-8110. That's 1-800-738-8110. Or get started at SelectQuote.com. 1-800-738-8110. SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable health care without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-94-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-94-BIBLE. That's 855-94-BIBLE.
So like many of you, I used to suffer from insomnia. No matter what I did, I simply couldn't get a perfect night's sleep. Then I met Mike Lindell. He is the inventor of MyPillow, and he got me fitted for my very own MyPillow, which has literally changed my life. And not only am I able to get to sleep now, but I stay asleep all night, every night. And guess what? You can too. Just log on to MyPillow.com or you can call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity and take advantage of Mike's two-for-one offer. Now, MyPillow is made in the USA. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It has a 10-year warranty, and you can even wash and dry it just like your favorite pair of blue jeans. Log on to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090 and use the promo code Hannity and get Mike's special two-for-one offer. And that means you can start getting the kind of restful, comfortable, deep healing sleep that you deserve. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity, or call 800-919-6090.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I've got Rob Taylor in the studio with me. We're discussing the ballot measures. I want to move on to Measure 98. 98... it was an initiative petition that was circulated, and what it would do, it would require state funding for dropout prevention, career and college readiness programs in the Oregon high schools. Now, in reading this over, in reading the actual measure itself, tell you the truth, I'm a little bit confused.
I am too, because there's no one opposed to it in the booklet.
The proponents, the people that are pushing this, keep telling us, this will get industrial arts instruction back into schools. This will get like home economics. Some of the courses that they have dropped over the years, it'll bring those back. Because not everybody is destined to go to college, and the country as a whole is hurting for skilled technicians.
Yeah, they didn't have affirmative action on my basketball team in high school, so I couldn't play.
Yeah, so, and here's the thing that concerns me the most. I like the idea in principle.
Right.
Because we do need education programs that focus more on, say, non-college issues.
Like vocational skills.
Vocational stuff.
My question
is, that these kids can get jobs.
Right, right. But can the schools provide it is my question. I don't think the schools today can provide these type of vocational schools, vocational education.
I don't know if they've got the equipment. And here's the one that concerns me. It says the legislature will determine how these program expansions will be funded. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know about you folks, but I don't have a whole lot of confidence in our legislature doing anything right. I mean, my God, we've got a track history of corruption at state level. We've got a track history of Democrats being in control of every state office in this state.
Right.
They allow the corruption to run rampant. They suck up to public employee unions. And they screw the people in general. Now, does that mean that we should trust them?
Maybe that's why these kids are dropping out of government schools. Maybe they got the right idea. Maybe we should drop out our government.
Maybe these kids that drop out would actually like to learn something, you know, like math and reading and writing and some real history and maybe learn how to use the English language. But no, our schools teach them how to put a condom on a cucumber. They teach them political correctness, but the little darlings can't graduate from high school and they can't spell their own name, for God's sake. We do have a caller. We have Fred from Coos Bay. Fred, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Thank you, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind today?
I'm calling because, I didn't get a chance to listen last Monday. I heard that you had Megan Sims on, and I was curious about why you're supporting her.
I'm not supporting her. I'm not supporting any candidates.
Okay.
I had her on because
I ran for city council last year. My name is Fred Brick, and a friend of mine is also running for treasurer, and it kind of seems like, from what I've been told, and I didn't listen, sir, that you didn't say very many complimentary things about Matt.
Well, how can I say something complimentary about him when he's out there making promises that are patently illegal? They're not part of the job description for the treasurer. He's going off. He's misleading people. And, you know, my big thing here, Fred, I can disagree with politicians on issues as long as they're straight up and honest. That's healthy and that's a good thing. The thing I do not tolerate, I will never tolerate, is a politician lying to the people. That is an unforgivable sin in my opinion. If you work for the people, you cannot lie to them. As far as I'm concerned, any politician that lies should have a hearing. If it's proven that he lied, he should be taken out back and hanged. I'm serious about that. I'm serious as a heart attack, because lying to the people does more harm than virtually anything else a politician can do. And so Matt Rao has been blatantly lying to the people during his campaign, and I won't tolerate that.
So you don't think that his role as treasurer might provide better oversight of the county commissioners?
It cannot. It's a violation of state statute. If he would bother to read the statutes, he would realize that.
Okay.
The Board of Commissioners.
You don't see any role for anyone then kind of overseeing. Because if the treasurer isn't doing it, and I understand that there's a difference in how we might interpret the state statutes, so then there should be no oversight of the commissioners?
There's plenty of oversight.
There's plenty of oversight. The commissioners oversee the treasurer, not vice versa, as Rao would have us believe. The commissioners make every decision on how every penny is spent. The treasurer has nothing to do with it. All the treasurer does is keep track of the money and make sure that the money gets to where the commissioners designate. So all of this stuff Rao's been putting out is not true.
And his thing about auditing the commissioners, he can't audit the commissioners.
He can't do that.
The commissioners can only audit him, in fact. And so he's got the stream of auditing just a little mixed up. But then he went after the sheriff's department, and he really has no authority over the sheriff's department and how his budget is made out. So that is also another thing that I didn't understand why Rao went against. And I would have supported Rao if he would have came out against the legitimate arguments and grievances that we have against the commissioners. And so, you know.
Yeah, I'm not supporting Megan Sims. I just had her on the show as I've had other politicians.
And neither am I.
Okay.
I guess I would rather have somebody there watching them. And yes, there may be some issues regarding what kind of powers he'll have. I guess I would just rather have somebody overseeing and at least watching over what's going on rather than someone who is basically directly connected to the individuals that supervise her. We see it differently, gentlemen.
That is an issue with me as well.
And next week,
I brought that out on the show. I consider that an issue that the voters got to consider. You know, I don't endorse candidates. I don't think that's proper for media to do that. All I do is I do the digging. I let the people know what's what, and I let the people make their own decision. It's really that simple. I'm not supporting or opposing anybody. I'm just telling you the truth. Okay?
13 to 14 years, and he is perhaps the cheapest individual I've ever met, and if anybody would be a good steward of my tax dollars, it would be Matt Rao.
Okay, well, you got your plug in for him, and that's fine.
And I appreciate it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for the call.
Have a good one, Fred.
Yep, and... with that, I've got to take a break, and I've got to give away another meal. God, this is terrible. I'm giving away all this food, and I'm probably going to sit here and wither away to nothing from malnutrition because all you people are eating well, and I'm not. Anyway, I have a certificate to Dishner's Family Restaurant. They're located at 2603 Broadway in North Bend. They're about halfway between Newmark and Virginia. Family-style dining, home cooking. I eat there fairly frequently because the food's excellent and the service is really, really good. And they're going to give away a chicken fried steak dinner. This is one of their specialties, by the way. It's huge. There's a lot of food. You not only get the steak, you get your choice of potato or rice pilaf, a vegetable, and a dinner roll. And I'm going to give this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now. Caller number 3 wins a chicken fried steak dinner and all the trimmings at Dishner's Family Restaurant. And I'll be right back.
I'm a tired guy, and I want to talk about something I call the triangle of boredom. Home to school to work, home to school to work, home to school to work. When you're stuck in the triangle, the fun of driving can disappear. That's why you need BF Goodrich tires. With BF Goodrich tires, you've got the grip in the curve, the zoom on the off-ramp, and baby, you can ride that left lane all the way to the bank. Barwest Tire Factory carries BF Goodrich tires, so you'll remember everything you ever loved about your car and about driving. This is, after all, Playgrounder. Go see Danny at Barwest Tire Factory, and he'll get you into the BF Goodrich Advantage TA or Long Trail Tour tires for unexpectedly great performance. Did you know that McDonald's Chicken McNuggets are made from 100% white meat with no artificial preservatives, no artificial flavors, and no artificial colors? No, never tasted so good. And now you can satisfy your taste buds with a small McCafe drink for only $2. Choose a rich French vanilla latte or a cool creamy caramel frappe. You'll find a variety of drinks to sweeten your day. Only at your locally owned McDonald's in Coos Bay, North Bend, and Reedsport. Now that's a deal you can enjoy. Get lost. I'm trying to contact the CPA about the P&L.
Perkins, I want that report, PDQ.
This is getting to be like the USMC.
Perkins, you're talking to a VIP here.
More like an SOB if you ask me.
What's that, Perkins?
I say I've got to go down to JVAS and check on my SUV.
Go who to do what?
JVAS, sir. Jim Vick Auto Sales in North Bend.
I bought a vehicle from them, and I've got to go and pick it up.
Jim Vick Auto Sales, that's the guy who says,
if I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable than ever before. Qualified technicians keep them operating at peak efficiency. Bayshore Auto Repair, North Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay, have all the proper equipment and training to service and repair today's high-tech vehicles. Bayshore Auto Repair believes that care of their customers is just as important as the care they give your vehicle. Call 269-2700 for an appointment to keep your car, truck, or RV in top running condition. Bayshore Auto Repair. Top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I have Rob Taylor in the studio. We're talking about ballot measures, and we're going to move on to ballot measure 99. And ballot measure 99 would create an outdoor school education fund, continuously funded through the lottery to provide outdoor school programs statewide.
I guess
sounds like a good deal, doesn't it?
It sounds like they're going to go after all those feral children that have dropped out, and they're going to round them up and keep them in an outdoor corral since they can't keep them in the school and teach them how to hug trees. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, some of the things I do when I'm looking at ballot measures, I read the text of the measure to find out exactly what it will do, because you can't trust either the proponents or the opponents of any ballot measure to tell you the truth.
You can't even trust the summary that they put here.
No, you can't even trust the voter's pamphlet. So you got to read the legal wording. I start with that. The next thing I do is I look at who pushed to get this on the ballot. That's number two. And number three, who's endorsing?
Right.
That gives you a good guideline as to what the meaning of the ballot actually is, as opposed to the propaganda they fill you full of via the media. So I'm going to tell you about 99 in a nutshell. 99 is being pushed hard by radical and viral wacko organizations. All this is an attempt to bring the school kids under the control of the EnviroPukes so they can fill their heads full of their propaganda and lies like global warming and all of the other crap that they teach into schools as if it was real and it's not. But that's what 99 is. It's an effort by the EnviroWackos to get more control over kids.
And this fits in with the agenda with the big bureaucracies to take more land out of agriculture and put it into mitigation so we can get
right.
The rewilding of the Western United States is what they're trying to do. And basically that's what they're really trying to do, is get the people out of the rural areas and back into the cities.
They want, and this is not speculation, it's not conspiracy theory, folks. This is a fact. It's provable. Anybody that wants to pin me down, I will provide you the documentation as proof. What they want, the ultimate goal, is to move all human beings to within 10 miles of the interstate system.
Right.
And allow the rest of the country to go back into its wild state where humans are not welcome.
But only humans with certain criteria will be
right,
welcome.
Right. No mining, no logging, no use of natural resource, no fracking, no drilling for oil. They want all this land to go back to a pristine shape with no human fingerprints on it at all. And that's the ultimate goal. That's what all these EnviroWacko organizations are working for. This is part of the United Nations Agenda 21. which if you haven't read it, you might want to get online and Google Agenda 21 and find out what's in there. This is for real. The United Nations is pushing this. The Obama administration has signed on to it. Our liberal Democrats that control Salem have all signed on to it. They don't believe in private property rights.
Right.
They don't believe that you are smart enough to manage your own affairs by yourself. And now they want to use Measure 99 as a vehicle to indoctrinate young people into their basically lies. That's what it is. It's, you know, I'm an environmentalist myself. I want to take care of the environment, but I believe people come first, and I believe there's ways to take care of the environment without throwing people out altogether.
I'm one that believes people are part of the environment.
Well,
we're just
are.
As an organic, natural creature as anything that God has put on this earth, and so why wouldn't we be part of that plan?
But enviro-wackos hate humans. They must hate themselves.
They do.
You know, that being the case, I think they should all go out in the woods. I think they should all go out in the woods, dig a hole 6 feet by 6 feet by 3 feet, jump in the bottom of it, grab a piece of deadfall and beat themselves to death.
Right.
And then as they're collapsing, drag some organic compost over their body as they collapse.
The natural fertilizer.
Yes. Right. And, you know, any of these people that believe that way, if you need assistance, you know, we're fortunate. Oregon's an assisted suicide state.
It is.
So if you need assistance in doing that, call me up. I'll be happy to help you out. I will furnish you the deadfall stick to beat yourself to death. And I will stand there happily and watch while you do it. And I'll mark the date so that nobody will forget that you gave yourself for the greater good. So just do it.
It's depopulation.
Absolutely. But... you know, 99, unfortunately, like so many other things that we get hit with, is nothing more than just another scam. And then the last one, ballot title 100, prohibits the sale of parts of or products of certain wildlife species. There are exceptions and there are civil penalties.
We don't need this. We have federal laws that take care of this.
We have federal laws that take care of it. And here's one of the things that concerns me. In their summary, it says the commission may adopt rules including prohibiting the purchase or sale of parts closely resembling listed species parts.
Well, I've been called a resembling a jackass. I hope they don't become extinct.
Well... we can make it that way.
There you go.
Anyway, think about this. Several places have passed laws outlawing toy guns.
Right.
So the ODF&W wants the authority to determine if something looks like it's part of an endangered species, then we're going to prohibit it, even though it isn't. We're going to address a problem that doesn't exist with Measure 100. I'm going to vote no on that.
Me too.
That music coming up in the background means we're out of time. Rob, I thank you for coming on.
Not a problem.
I will be back next week. Next week, we're going to talk about the candidates. So don't mark your ballots until you hear the truth on next week's show. So until then, I want you to go out there and you have a great week.